Welcome to your daily devotional, April 12th. Hope beyond this life. 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 19 reads, "If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men the most pitiable." The Apostle Paul addresses those who hold to the philosophy of materialism, the idea that everything can be reduced to physical matter, which stands in opposition to the Bible teaching of the literal bodily resurrection and return of Jesus Christ. He makes the following argument in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 12 through 19. "Now if Christ is preached that he has been raised from the dead, how do some among you say that there is no resurrection of the dead? But if there is no resurrection of the dead, then Christ is not risen. And if Christ is not risen, then our preaching is empty, and your faith is also empty. Yes, and we are found false witnesses of God, because we have testified of God that he has raised up Christ, whom he did not raise up, if in fact the dead do not rise. But if the dead do not rise, then Christ is not risen. And if Christ is not risen, your faith is futile. You are still in your sins. Then also, those who have fallen asleep in Christ have perished. If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men the most pitiable." The doctrine of the resurrection of the dead has rightly been called the fundamental cornerstone doctrine of the Christian faith. Without it, there is no endgame. Those who do not believe in the resurrection of the dead and a just judgment by God, though they live their lives nearly flawless regarding the golden rule written in the conscience, must admit that it was all for naught if there is nothing awaiting on the other side of the grave. The Christian has great hope, because by faith it is believed that because of the finished work of Jesus Christ, God the Son, eternal life and the bodily resurrection await on the other side. Consider the gift of life, the beauty of nature, the inward longing for religious truth, the conscience which informs us of moral right and wrong, and the perfection and inerrancy of God's word in all these areas. Why should it be thought incredible by you that God raises the dead? The Lord, he is risen indeed. This was attested to by many witnesses in that day and could not be refuted. There remains a better life, eternal life with God, free from the power of sin and death on the other side, resurrection life.